Friends, today is Father's Day. It's a day that is set apart to recognize men who are fathers and men who fill the role of fathers. Men like Jack Miller. Jack was my scoutmaster when I was in Boy Scouts. Jack was a scoutmaster for 25 years. Jack never married and he had no children of his own, but he was like a father to all of us who went through his troops. Jack taught us things about what it's like, you know, how to be a man, and he taught us skills that helped us to be productive citizens of our communities. And so to all fathers out there and those who fill the role of a father, we thank you. This time I'd like to sing a song for you written by Christian country singer-songwriter Paul Overstreet. And it's called Seeing My Father in Me. It's also the title of my sermon and the theme of my sermon today. Last night we brought the children by to visit their grandpa. And it's plain to see they're truly part of him. While we were there, the grandma took out some old photographs. Man, he sure looked a lot like me back then. I'm seeing my father in me. I guess it's how it's meant to be. And I find him more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And today I took my wife for a walk down that old dirt road where my daddy took my mom so many times. And we found the time to mention things we never had before. And we shared some thoughts about the family life. I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find him more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And now looking back, I can recall the times we disagreed. When I could not take hold of his old-fashioned ways. And the more I tried to prove him wrong, the more I proved him right. And now I know why he still stood by me when I went through that stage. I'm seeing my father in me. I guess it's how it's meant to be. And I find him more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And I'm happy to see my father in me. I'm seeing my father in me. I guess it's how it's meant to be. And I find him more and more like him each day. How many of you remember some of the odd sayings that your father used to say that at the time you didn't understand what he was talking about? like, don't beat around the bush. First time I heard that, I was sitting at the kitchen table, and I'm like, there's no bush here. Or the early bird gets the worm. I mean, who would want it, you know? Or don't look a gift horse in the mouth. And what does, you know, now we understand what it means, but back then, and how many of you find yourself now saying those things? You notice you talk the way he talks. And maybe you accent words the same way he did, or maybe you pause in the middle of sentences the way he did. Perhaps you're also developed his walk. I remember when I was like 6 or 8 years old, my dad and I were walking up this country road, and I wanted to be like my dad. Now, when my dad walks, usually when most people walk, their feet point out a little bit, you know? But my dad's feet really go out. I mean, they're like this. And I was walking alongside my dad, and I wanted to be like him, so I shoved my hands in my pocket, turned my feet out, and I started walking up the road. My dad looked over at me when he saw me. He cuffed me upside the head and said, "Stop walking like that." I said, "But Dad, I just wanted to walk like you." He said, "I know, but my walk's not good for you. It'll ruin your knees." So I don't literally walk the way my dad walks. But it was my dad who taught me how to ride a bike, how to build a fire, how to hunt and fish, and he taught me how to change the oil in my car and fix a flat tire. It was my dad who taught me a good work ethic and hard work. It was my dad who taught me truth and honesty and how to respect women. My dad has truly been a blessing to me, and I thank God for him every day, especially since this logging truck accident that he was in that he walked away from. So I give God thanks. Thanks for my earthly father. But at this time, I'd like to talk about another father. This father is found in Luke 15, and Jesus told a parable. He said, there was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country, and there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout the country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he had come to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough to spare? But here I am, dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to his father, 'I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put rings on his fingers and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked, 'What was going on?' He replied, 'Your brother has come home, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has got him back safe and sound.' Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, 'Listen, for all these years I have worked like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours comes back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him?' Then the father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, and he has now been found. The son is standing before his father. They're throwing a beautiful robe on him. They're putting rings on his fingers, washing his feet, and putting sandals on. They're preparing the fatted calf for a feast. How do you think he's feeling at this moment, standing there with all of this going on? Do you think he was grateful? Was it gratitude he was feeling? At this moment, and perhaps for the rest of his life, who do you think he wanted to be like? He wanted to be like his father. And this story of the prodigal son has been preached on from every conceivable angle. From the young son, the perspective of the older son, the father, from the servants. I've even heard it preached on from the viewpoint of the fatted calf and the pigs. But ultimately, this story is about the Father, who is our Heavenly Father, who is the Father I want to talk about next. God is the Father in this story, and we, all of us, you and I, are the prodigal sons and daughters who have taken for granted all that our Heavenly Father has given us, and we have frivolously wasted it in different ways and without gratitude. However, even though we have sinned against heaven and against our Heavenly Father, God is right there waiting for us with his arms open wide. And when we return to him, come to faith or recommit our lives to him, he rejoices because we were dead to sin, but now we are alive in Christ. As many young boys and girls want to be like their father, we too should desire, we too should strive to be like our Heavenly Father. And as we grow and mature in our faith, as we move on toward sanctification, meaning we are becoming more and more like Christ, we become more and more like God each day. We begin to walk the way he walked, righteously. We begin to talk the way he talked, with truth and love, sharing the good news of the gospel. We start to see our Father in us. And as we look back on our spiritual journey and where we've come from, we can see all the times that we resisted God's will and God's ways, thinking they were old-fashioned. And the more and more we tried to prove God wrong, the more we proved him right. Doesn't that just frustrate you? Your dad tells you about something, you're like, yeah, Dad, I know. That's what happened to you. But that's not going to happen to me. And then we go out and we do the very thing just to prove that it won't happen to us, and then it does. And we end up proving him right. But isn't it a wonderful thing to know that even though it is we who run away and do the sinning, that we have a Father who patiently waits for us to return. And when we do, he doesn't scold us, he doesn't rebuke us, he doesn't even say, I told you so. But instead, he celebrates a life recommitted and saved. Father came into a room where his 8-year-old son was dying of leukemia. And the little boy, sensing that things weren't going to get better, asked his father, Daddy, am I going to die? And his father said, Are you afraid of dying? And the little boy looked into his dad's eyes and said, Not if God's like you, Daddy. Now, in this father, this little boy, he saw a reflection of the image of the man's Heavenly Father. And this little boy seeing that his father walked and talked the way the Heavenly Father did. And this little boy, to him, it was plain to see that his dad was truly part of his Heavenly Father, and therefore he wasn't afraid to die. May we all strive to truly be a part of our Heavenly Father and to share his characteristics. And on this Father's Day, remember your father. Remember the men in your lives who filled a fatherly role. But above all, remember our Heavenly Father. the Lord God Almighty. And if we spend enough time with him, we will begin to see that we'll begin to talk the way he talks and walk the way he walks. We will see our Father in us. Choose this day whom you will serve. Amen.